Welcome to the Hall of Fame, brought to you by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. We have a great episode today. We're going to talk about Wreath Across America. And it's a very important episode to me as I have been involved in Wreath Across America. I spoke at the Wreath Across America ceremony at the Abraham Lincoln Cemetery in Illinois. And I also spoke in Minneapolis. And I've attended several at Arlington, where I have some friends. So with that said, this is just the normal industry update. Let's get you what's going on in the industry. Before we get into the episode, we have some big news coming out. The UP has made an $85 billion offer to buy the Norfolk Southern. And why this is important? It's important for a lot of people in the drayage industry and also the people that are using the intermodal providers. This now allows you, a railroad, to go from California directly to New York. As most of you will know, well, the major people in trucking knows that there's no railroad that goes from East Coast to West Coast. They all stop in Chicago, and they can stop some other places like Kansas City. There's some other waypoints, but the main waypoint is Chicago, and they switch railroads, and one goes east and one goes west. This will allow them to consolidate that switching in Chicago. I don't know what the plan is. There are several terminals. NS has several. They have Landers, 47th, 63rd. The UP has Joliet. They have one in Rochelle. They have one by the Chicago airport. So a lot of things will come from this. But in the long term, I think that makes UP, which is already the largest Class 1 railroad, very, very powerful. Some international news. Everyone knows that the Suez Canal has been trying to push people back to use the Suez Canal versus going around the Horn of Africa, going down south. A little pause on that because the Houthis just launched another attack this week on a ship going through the Suez Canal. So I think that may give people some pause whether they want to continue to do that or not. I don't think a ton of ocean liners I've started to use the Suez Canal, but I think people were warming up to it. I think that may give some people some pause. I know the U.S. Navy is still in the Middle East. I don't know what the presence really is in that particular canal area, but I know they were providing a lot of security for the commerce that were traveling through there. That's an update on that. Overall, we've seen a slight recovery in trucking. I'm not telling anyone to go run and go buy trucks. We're just seeing a little recovery that show that bodes well for the rest of the year and going into 2026. So it could be a sign that we're getting out of this, what we have been calling the Great Freight Depression. So hopefully that is that sign. Hopefully there'll be a recovery. And hopefully for all the people that had a rough 2 or 3 years can start to make some money because everyone knows trucking is the background of America. With that said, veterans, non-veterans, Wreath Across America is very important. Get involved. Sign up. Look at the links in this next episode, and please enjoy the Hall of Fame. Welcome to the Hall of Fame podcast. We have a great episode today. This is something that is very, very, very important to me. Being an Army veteran, it's Wreath Across America and what they have done for veterans, especially those that have not came back from wars, which I think is just an important thing to remember. I think we talk a lot about Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and I like people to understand the difference. Memorial Day is what you're celebrating, the people that didn't come home, that paid the ultimate price for their country. And Veteran Days are for them and every other veterans. And I think it's important people to know that, and I think sometimes civilians get confused. But without that said, we have Wreath Across America. I'm going to let her introduce herself, talk a little bit about Wreath Across America. Just going to have a general conversation about what they're doing, how they've grown, how they started, and things of that nature, whatever else she has in her mind. So I'll turn it over to you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Courtney George. I am the Director of Transportation and Industry Relations for Wreath Across America. I have the honor of ensuring this year, I'm hoping we're going to be, again, over 3 million wreaths, getting those distributed to all 50 states, plus Guam, Guantanamo Bay, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and so many places throughout the country. And I also have the pleasure of working with so many trucking companies and truck drivers to make that happen. This is a special project, and what we do is really special. We started back in the 90s in 1992 with our founder, Morrill Worcester, who owns a wreath making company. And he had 5,000 extra wreaths and had dreamed as a kid of being able to take and place wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery. So they contacted Arlington, took 5,000 wreaths down, and very quietly, the family placed for years and years and years. The family, and I will say a core group of volunteers, many of whom are on our board, and placed those 5,000 wreaths. Wayne Hansen, who's chairman of the board, has a really famous story of placing that last wreath 1 year. And the father next to him said, "What about my son?" Which is kind of a sucker punch. I don't know how I would have answered that or what I would have said, but it leads to the importance of what we do. Our mission is to remember the fallen, honor those who served, and teach the next generation about freedom.
Yep.
So with us this year, we're going to be in over 5,000 locations. And what is great is that volunteers and anyone can volunteer to come out and place a wreath. It's really easy. Go to www.wreathsacrossamerica.org and you can volunteer to go place a wreath.
Okay.
Which is great. Ken, you were telling me a great story because you've done it at three different places.
All right. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit. I have a couple of friends at Arlington. So I went to Arlington first. And then I went to Fort Snelling where I spoke before the wreath. Me and several people. I wasn't the only person speaking. I think there were probably 12 people that spoke. And then I went to Abraham Lincoln, which is close to where I live. I live in the Chicago suburbs and it's probably 15 minutes from my house. And shame on me, I didn't even know that cemetery was there. I knew Arlington. I even knew Snelling. I did not know that was there. And yeah, she just told me it's one of the original 14, which I didn't know. But back to the story. So I was there and I'm laying wreaths. We're breaking them out. They're giving them out. And I noticed a lot of kids there. And I was getting to understand the concept. And I loved the concept being a veteran. So I asked them, "Hey, why do you have the kids out?" And they said, "Listen, I brought my kid out here. And he's going to lay 100 wreaths because I want him to understand a couple of things. One, freedom is not free. Okay. Someone had paid that ultimate price for you to live the freedom that you have here in the USA. And I want him to understand that sacrifice. And at least he can do is walk up and down here and put out 100. And he made sure he did. And that was like the sentiment I got from so many families that were there. And so the next thing I asked him, which I think is important and important for you, which I'm sure you know, is, said, "How did you find out about it?" And some of them found out about it this year. Some of them found out 2 years ago. Some found out 3 years ago. So I think what the beauty of this is, once people know and understand what it's about, I think the buying grows and grows and grows. I remember at Abraham Lincoln, at Snelling, we were going through them, and it took us probably about 3-4 hours to get them all out. At Abraham Lincoln, we ran out of wreaths. They had put out everything. There were so many volunteers that showed up. Obviously, being next to Chicago suburbs, I'm sure there's a population reason for that. But there was people coming asking, is there more? I said, "Well, you can check over there by that line, see if there's any." But that just means that there were people truly involved. And I love the idea that they were bringing their children to explain to them very early. We're not telling anyone you need to go sign up to serve in the military. I think that's a personal passion that you must have. But at least respect the people that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for you. So that was my story. So, yeah.
That's absolutely great. And that's a great segue into the part where we talk about teaching the next generation. We are very focused on that. We have a Gold Star mother who got the knock on her door at 10 o'clock in the morning. She and her family on Christmas Day that they had lost their son. She has written an entire K-12 curriculum. We're even having that converted over into Spanish so we can share with even more people so people can learn about Wreaths Across America, what we do, kids can learn. But I think to your point, it's great to see so many kids out there because you have areas like Fort Snelling there and the Minneapolis area, but then you talked about Abraham Lincoln. And one thing about Abraham Lincoln being one of the original 14 that Lincoln set up is that's a great opportunity to go and really take some history. Yes. That is where some of the larger cemeteries, you know, have opportunities that we really, you know, need to do more fundraising. Because they say after two generations after a person passes away, right, that they aren't really remembered. And that's, you know, heartbreaking to me to think that my nieces and nephews will not remember my grandparents, but they also didn't know them.
Yep.
And so you've got an opportunity to tell the story and talk about how this person passed away, most likely based off of the dates on a stone, you know, here, or being able to go and, you know, somebody's name really stood out to you, so let's go Google him. And so him or her, I should say. Yeah. There are just so many different people. And what I think is really neat is that you could be placing a wreath, you know, from someone who was part of Operation Iraqi Freedom or through Afghanistan, and they're buried right next to a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yes.
You are learning so much. You're sitting there and going, here's somebody of such a high caliber, and here's somebody that I can't believe they were only 15 years older than me.
Yeah, I think, you know, I tell people when they, I think a parent had asked me, I think he required his son to write down one person that he laid a wreath on and then look them up, because you get a general information, what war they're in. You may get medals and you will get a unit. And I think he picked someone that was in Vietnam. Then I didn't know anything about person. I said, listen, you probably can look it up because the person won the Navy Cross. And I said, trust me, it's not going to be hard to find out about this person. Yeah. And they were like, why? I said, well, you have the Distinguished Service Cross. You have the Navy Cross, and then the Air Force has one also. It's the medal below the Medal of Honor. And they know everyone, it's on the internet, that have won those medals. So trust me, you won't ever probably find him. So I thought that was also interesting, is that he was having his kids just, you know, you go through it, you pick whichever one resonate to you. He had him say a small prayer. I'm not going to share it. I think that's a personal thing. And go forward. And I thought that was really good. But I just want to share one thing else you said. Man, I think the toughest thing in this world is to bury a child. Okay, for Gold Star parents, I don't think people understand how gut-wrenching that can be. Okay, so I've met some Gold Star parents. I've met the parents of my friends that died in combat. And that's why I went to Arthur Nashville. I just went to put wreaths on two graves. I just went on two of them, and I ended up doing more, but I didn't really understand the concept of it. I just knew they were doing it there. I understand the general idea of what it was. But as I got deeply involved, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do like 50. Then I said, do 100. I think I did 200 at Abraham Lincoln myself. So, and also it got me exactly what you said. I ran into Vietnam. There was Desert Storm. There was the two global wars and terror. I mean, you have everything you think about is there. So I think being such an old cemetery, you could find almost every major conflict, someone there from one of those conflicts. So I'll turn it back over to you for that.
I think it's such an important thing that we remember our history and we honor those. I am a location coordinator for Long Island National.
I went to high school in Long Island, just so you know.
Hey, that's awesome. Yes,
small world. I didn't know that. Yeah. What is the cemetery in Long Island, by any way? I don't know the name. What's the name?
So there are two national cemeteries, technically three. So there's Cypress Hills, which is one of the original 14 that's over in Brooklyn.
Okay.
In Farmingdale, there's Long Island National Cemetery.
That's close to me. I went to high school in Hempstead, so that's really close. We used to play them all the time. Yeah.
Yep. And then the last one is Calverton, which is all the way out east.
That's way out there. It's past Dix Hills, Comac. Is that in that area?
Yeah, past that. You got to go all the way out.
We're going to Hamptons. We're out by the Hamptons. Is that far?
You're almost in Montauk.
It's out there. Wow.
So they had a decommissioned military base that they needed more room. You know, Long Island is one of the most active. It's the fourth most populous veteran area in the country. That Long Island, Metro New York, kind of a little parts of Jersey, right? And so there's so many, you know, people there and so many veterans. And it's really something interesting. You know, one thing we try to do is we invite every member, every Gold Star family to come up and speak and talk about their loved one.
Yeah,
that is something that, you know, we want to remember, especially as we have school groups that are there that are helping. They helped us unload trucks. It's something special that I think so many, you know, different locations do. But it is all about, it's a day of celebration. It's a day of, you know, I don't want it to be a somber event. I don't think anybody does, but it's a day of respect and remembrance. And to your point, the teaching aspect. You know, one thing we do is we take grave-specific wreaths, and maybe the family can't come and place them, that, you know, they sponsored a wreath and they want a picture of it. And we actually, after we're done unloading, take the school children, send them out with a piece of paper and a map, right? Because it's hard. People don't read maps anymore. And then we give them some information about the person, what we do now. You know, finding out information on a Medal of Honor recipient is very easy. But we also want to remember somebody that may have been in Desert Storm, any of the conflicts, right?
Yeah, any of them.
Something, you know, that they had the opportunity about learning the history.
You know, I remember that. You know, I remember someone looking for someone specific, because you're right, people can't read a map. I was trying to orient them. I said, okay, you see that intersection? So this is where you are on the map. Okay. So now, all right, where's east? Where's west? Sun. Okay. Sun's right there. Okay. So that's north. So here's where you are. So I was kind of orienting them. But I think you should talk. I think, you know, before it goes, I want to talk about, okay, I hear you. I've just been on this thing. What's my next steps? I want to go play, and I want you to tell me about someone. Because I remember people having some pamphlet that talked about a specific person. They were looking for that one. So talk to me about that. And first of all, I go to, it's wreathacrossamerica.org, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, wreathacrossamerica.org. And then I sign up. Now, what can I sign up to do? To volunteer to do what?
You can sign up to volunteer to place a wreath.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is, if you're not going to be able to be there, or you just want to say, look, I want to honor a veteran and maybe a specific person, you can look up and see if that specific cemetery that they're interred in is participating, so you can donate a wreath for them. If you don't have a specific person, just donate one wreath. One wreath makes a big difference. And I say that because it'll go back to my point where, you know, two generations after a person passes away, they aren't remembered.
Yep.
So people aren't, you know, purchasing, always remembering to purchase wreaths for those. People deserve a wreath just as much as the next person. Everyone does. So that one $17 donation, I'll break it down. It's less than, you know, 55 cents a day. You know, if you don't go to Starbucks three times in a month, you've paid for a wreath. And
that's well within, I mean, let's be honest, that's well within anyone's budget. And let me just hit on that before you continue. It's important because I remember I don't know if it was Snellen or Abram, they said, we're going to do these sections because we did those sections last year. So they wanted to rotate to make sure every cemetery. So they weren't doing every one, but they were saying, with it, this section, so they pushed people to some other section this year to doing exactly what you did, so that everyone got a wreath.
Yes, and that's what a lot of the national cemeteries have to do, is that we rotate the cemetery. And some people get in their feelings about it, but it is really, we are rotating so that we are remembering them as often as we can.
Yeah, that is important to us. You can't do every headstone at every cemetery every year.
That is our goal.
I know it's your goal. Do you know what that number is? What is the number if you have to do every? I don't
know because it changes every day.
Is it a ballpark?
I can tell you.
How many of those out there? Is it 500,000?
Oh, it's a big number. I was like Long Island National. It's over 360,000 people alone. Arlington's at 400.
Arlington's the only number I know off the top of my head because I asked. They have like when you walk in, I mean, have you ever seen have you ever seen a funeral there? It is something to be seen. Have you ever seen one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the horses. Okay. Yeah, it's I went to one and it's Jesus, it's done well. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
it's that, incredibly moving.
It is. And their videos, and for my audience, I'm not telling you to go to a funeral somewhere you don't know. Please don't. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying look it up online. It is an event worth watching. Just like going to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I think if you're going to go to Arlington, and it's a walk, you're going to walk about a mile and a half. Okay? You're going to walk. I mean, once you get to the front, you can't drive over there. There's no golf carts. You got to hump it up. You got to hump about a mile and a half. I don't know exactly to get over to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Worth going to. And you'll get to see a lot of the cemetery as you whisker through. But funeral is very remote. All right. I got offline. Let's stick to where we are. So, yeah. All right. In closing, I just want to make sure. Let's close and talk about how people get involved. What is the exact date of your event? When should people start getting involved? I know they can get involved.
So December 13th is the date of our event.
December 13th, yes.
This year. And it's the day that's approved. Next year will be December 19th in 2026. But this year's December 13th.
Okay.
We will start at 12 o'clock Eastern time. Okay. So we do it all at the same time. We all basically start weighing at the same time. So it'll be 11 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Pacific.
I love that.
And that's our goal, is that everyone can do that at the same time, the same date, that we are all honoring these people. Mm-hmm. We had so many courageous people. Don't be afraid to sign up now. If you have questions and you want to get out and get to a location, you can send a message to the location coordinator through our pages. If you find the location you're looking for, it'll click message. You know, it'll tell you if you looked up Long Island National, it'll say Courtney George. And it will send me a message and I can, you know, help you with whatever question you have. Yeah, it's not too early to sign up. We just kicked off. We're on the 2nd of July. We just kicked off Giving in July. This is a big month for us.
Okay.
We are, hoping to get a lot of sponsorships. That way it makes the planning and the logistics piece for my team so much easier.
Yeah.
Okay. We can tell the trucks where to go. If you want to drive, if you know a trucking company that might want to get involved, have them reach out to us. We look for volunteers in every capacity.
That's important. Yeah, to our trucking company owners out there, if you're not part of Wreath Across America and you want to be part of Wreath Across America, I can tell you the trucking industry is a very high percentage of veterans compared to other industries. So trucking company, trucking owners out there, if you're not involved, get involved. And I ask you to give them 10 truckloads. You can run one truckload. That's great. Run one load, If you want to run it locally within your area, run a load. So, yes, get to the same site, wreathacrossamerica.org. You can look up Courtney herself. You can, I've been on your site and explain. It's very, very easy to understand how to get around it. But please get on there, donate. Listen, Courtney, thank you for your time. I'm giving you one last 30 seconds to talk about anything else. You want to close it? And then I'll close that for you.
I want to thank your audience for listening and you for having me on. This is something that is so near and dear to my heart. As someone who has several veterans in my family, thank you for your service and what you've done for our country. And as well as your listeners, there are probably so many veterans. It's important.
Yeah, we have about the beauty of our podcast. We have about 5,000 people that listen, but they're all in the trucking industry. We're the truck owners, CEOs at companies, truck drivers, you name it. So, but it's very truck and logistics based, which I think has a high percentage of veterans at home. So with that said, wreathamerica.org, get on there, donate, sign up. I expect to see some of you the 13th. If I'm in Long Island, I'm going to track you down, Courtney. I'm going to come out if I'm in Long Island.
I'm not hard to find. You will find me right near the flagpole. I will answer questions and would love it.
I will try to find you. I wish I still have a Wreath of America jacket. I'm actually on vacation in Jamaica that I wear. If I was at home, I'd put it on for you so you could see it. I think you'd love
That's
it.
Awesome.
But with that said, thank you so much. Thank you for being part of the Hall of Fame. Get out there and support her and have a great day. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Take care.